Hey.
Are you on my thing again?
I could be, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm checking. You're okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Ah. I couldn't hear you.
I know,
then you started fiddling around on my computer, so I left you to it. Yeah.
I don't know why it's doing that.
Why is it doing that?
I don't know. You had all the settings in the right place. I just unset.
I know.
Unticked them.
I know. Okay, right. I better put up your running order. I suppose you've taken the time to send it over, have you?
I've sent something over, yeah.
Yeah, there we are. Good. Right, okay, well, I'm... sorry I kept you waiting. I've been cutting the grass, and it's... the thing is, when you cut the grass, it's kind of addictive. So I just couldn't stop.
Cutting the grass is addictive.
Yeah, I find it addictive. Yeah. So I couldn't stop. So you just had to wait for me. I haven't finished yet, but I just had to finish off a few strips that needed doing. I shall send you a picture. Shall I send you a picture?
You could send me a picture.
What I was doing.
I thought you suffered from hay fever.
Well, I take tablets, which is very good.
Is that where the addiction is then, the tablet taking?
No. Don't be so stupid.
I can't get my head round why it's addictive to mow the lawn.
Well, because you see the stripes and you just want to carry on doing it.
Oh, okay.
You know. I don't know if you can see that, but...
So, are you sending it now, are you?
I've sent it. But, oh, there it goes.
Oh, okay. I heard that then.
Yeah.
Let's see if my father...
Oh, I've done a lot of very... That's quite a large amount of grass I've just cut.
Let me have a look.
You have a look and be impressed.
That's not bad, actually.
Mm. Yeah. Looks like a sort of park, doesn't it?
I'm going to use that as this week's picture, if you don't mind.
Well, if you want. I mean, I'm not sure that's very interesting, but you can.
It's quite a nice picture.
Yeah. Well, it's half-cut lawn. Well,
I'll even leave the lawnmower in. I'm not sure about the pots.
What's wrong with... Oh, at the front. Yeah, you could cut those out, yeah. I had to move those.
You have the habit that everyone has, habit with mobile phones, of taking pictures in the wrong aspect ratio.
You mean I didn't turn it around the other way?
Yeah, you've taken a portrait picture of your garden rather than a landscape picture of your garden. The clue's in the wording.
Is it?
Yeah, landscape.
Yeah, but I always find it such a pain to turn it the other way around. It's easier to operate. That's why I do my videos like this. I know I should do them the other way, but...
Yeah, but it doesn't fill your TV screen. Have you seen all these news clippings of people outside clapping or whatever? You see, like, just a thin one
black
third
line.
Of this, yeah.
Yeah, I quite like that.
What? What's wrong with you? Imagine watching a film like that.
Yeah. It's very difficult getting around those trees. I don't think I should have planted them there.
You planted the trees?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, are the little trees in the middle?
Yeah. Well, they will be quite big trees.
They've actually grown quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. And I was wondering, the other bit that goes right around some big trees, you can't really see, I was wondering whether I should leave that a bit rough. I'll do the bits you can see. The pots are all on the old gravestones of dogs that were buried there long before I bought the house.
I can't leave the pots in. I have to crop it somehow.
No, I mean the pots in the by the lawnmower.
Oh, in the middle, yes, I can leave those in. I'll leave the lawnmower in as well.
All right. Yeah, you can crop it there. What's wrong? I mean, what is wrong with the pots at the bottom?
Because when you crop it to become landscape, you have to either remove the top of the photo or the bottom of the photo.
Well, I like that big weeping willow tree at the top.
Of course, you could go out later and take a landscape picture.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a better picture.
I probably won't.
No, you probably won't, actually.
No. So, you know, make what you... Hang on, if I turn it around the other way... Oh, no, if I turn it around the other way, it doesn't stretch it.
Exactly.
Hmm. Oh, well, never mind. I could send you another picture I took of myself yesterday, watching a movie late at night. Better not send you the wrong one. Hang on.
Oh, dear.
Here we go. No, I shouldn't send you that one.
Don't send me that one.
No. Very nice one, though. Right, yeah, okay. There we are. Good, so, shall we start the show? And what's wrong now? What have I sent you?
It's very arty, yeah.
It is very arty. What's wrong with it? Why are you laughing?
I can see your piercings.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oh, I should think so. You haven't got any. You should just shut the fuck up. I'm a bit croaky from being out with all the... Anyway, I've got to get back. So this is a bank holiday. Are we really doing this on a bank holiday?
Yeah, because I get paid twice.
You don't get paid.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I never see any money at all.
No, no, it's quite expensive running this podcast.
Hmm. Anyway, can't be bothered to argue, it's too hot. Have you seen this story? I have to admit that I am really coronavirused out. I'm sorry to say that. I know people have lost their lives, and that's tragic, of course, when anybody dies from any disease. But I am beginning. I've been here 8 weeks now, and apart from my son, who drops food off for me occasionally, and occasionally I take the dogs for a walk. I don't really want to walk, so we just drive in the car. But, you know, I'm just getting a bit fed up with it, to be honest. And as long as people understand we don't want to get too close to people, you want to wash your hands all the time, I don't really see why there's this diktat for everybody to stay in.
It's getting that way, isn't it? A lot of people are getting itchy feet.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right for you because you go to work every day. You get out, get in your car, go to your office and work.
That's true. It is actually okay for me.
Yeah, so it's probably not, you know, but I, yeah, I'm just going down the pub and talking rubbish with my mates and seeing, you know, maybe seeing a young lady or something like that, you know. It's just, it's not being able to do any of that. It's just a bit much, to be honest.
A 10% increase in traffic on the roads this week.
Well, probably, because nobody, you know, everybody's being very sort of, oh, yeah, we've got to, but people are not going to stand for it much longer. And I'm sorry, people, it is terribly serious for people who get it. Some friends of mine have had it. One of my friends had it really seriously. He's okay now. But, you know, I've got friends who are dying from cancer. I've got friends who are ill in all sorts of other ways. In fact, some people waiting for their cancer treatment because they can't get it at the moment, which is very worrying. As long as we perhaps behave in a different way to the way we do, we all rushed around and people bunched up. And, you know, I never did any work where I had to go anywhere at peak time. Although peak time seems to stretch to the whole day in London.
Yeah, it's quite difficult in different areas of the UK, though, isn't
it? But, you know, I can work from home. I mean, if I work from home a few days and then maybe go into the studios once a week, twice a week or something like that, it's fine. And then I can see, you know, we can make a few small adjustments. We must get the country working again. People must start working again. Otherwise, it's going to take so long. I mean, the Bank of England warns of the sharpest recession on record. Mind you, the Bank of England is always warning about all sorts of things, isn't it?
They're hardly ever right, though, are they, the Bank of England?
No, I noticed that. I mean, maybe we could just, I don't know, maybe we should just tell them to shut up for a while.
Or get a new bank.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I was talking on my radio show on Talk Radio about this the other night. All this PPE stuff that they've actually said, oh, no, it's no good, the one that came from Turkey.
Mm.
Well, nobody's really checked it. Nobody's held up one of these things saying, look, this is rubbish, it's no good. Nobody's shown us any evidence. In fact, one doctor said to me, he thinks this is a bit ridiculous because even if it is no good or it's not up to certain standards, it can be used and should be used rather than, you know, and I don't know whether you've noticed, there's a bit of a thing between the national procurement arm of the NHS, which isn't really part of the NHS, who buys everything, and they have preferred partners, you know, where they go and get it. And so they're saying they're going to get the stuff, nobody else can, but some trusts are getting fed up because it's not coming through very quickly, and they've gone to people who've manufactured it in their own area for them, other people who've done it. And there's a bit of a fuss because I suppose some of these bureaucrats could see a reason for this national procurement arm disappearing, because they will only have stuff really from recognised suppliers, won't they?
Indeed. I saw a report that not everything from Turkey was bad, only a small amount.
Yeah. And even that, you know, I want to know why it's bad, what was wrong with it. But I think it was ordered without perhaps the okay of this procurement arm of the NHS. And they don't want anything going anywhere. They've even complained about some trusts getting theirs from other places. It's just, it's ridiculous having it so centralised. It's complete bollocks. Hang on. This is a friend of mine, singer, Peter Straker. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. How are you doing? You up now?
Of course I'm up. I've been cutting the grass. I'm now recording my podcast for today.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're cutting. Oh, well, I'm pleased, because I thought you might have got up early, taken the dogs for a walk and gone back to bed.
No. Sorry, I couldn't really just lounge around anymore. It was annoying me.
Yeah, you've got a busy, well, you've got what I call a busy on. And it's great when it gets you like that, because you do try and do everything. I wish I could get a fucking busy on.
Well, I wish I could get lots of things on, but there we are.
Well, what time do you want me on tonight? You don't know yet.
Well, I'd like to have you on between 9 and 10.
Okay, you can get the song and everything.
Yeah.
Everybody likes it. I mean, I'm delighted. It's very straight and... I'm delighted that the people that have phoned me.
What do you mean it's very straight?
Well, no, it's just like it's not right. It's just a lovely version of White Cliffs of Dover. It's me singing White Cliffs of Dover.
Sing me a bit. Just sing me the chorus.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see. You know that song?
Yeah, no, I'm recording my podcast. So I thought that would go nicely on it. I'll talk to you later anyway. I'll call you in a bit.
We let you, and it is, when you put in a podcast, it is for the Chelsea pensioners. It's a donate page, and they should go to my whatever it is, you know, my YouTube.
Yeah.
And they can see where to download the thing for the Chelsea pensioners.
Peter Straker, YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. YouTube. All right. Okay, buddy.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay. Bye.
There'll be blue. Of Dover tomorrow, just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after. When the world is free, the shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow, just thank you.
shepherd will tend his sheep. The valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again.
I mean, he does have the most beautiful voice, but he must be, well, quite elderly now. He was in the original cast of Hair.
Hmm.
But I think we've talked to him before, haven't we?
We've had him on the show before, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's lovely. He's been a friend of mine for about 40, 45 years. As you know, he was a very close friend of Freddie Mercury.
Indeed.
And appeared on many of Freddie's tracks as a backing singer. And you remember that video where they were all dressed up as women?
I Want to Break Free.
Yeah, and he was one of the women in that. But anyway, interesting. Right, okay, so life goes on. Oh, God, coronavirus can be sexually transmitted. Where's that? Where have you heard that?
Oh, this is. I saw this last night. Yeah, apparently, if you've had the coronavirus and you're all in the clear, it's still in your semen.
Well, how do you get it out?
I suppose you'd have to get it out manually for a while.
Oh, gosh, that is just appalling. Are you sure that's not just somebody being clever, just saying, oh, we'll teach you? You can't all go bonking like mad when the lockdown's finished.
Well, I imagine if you've had it, then that the person...
I haven't had it. Don't start saying that. Otherwise, you're going to put everybody off.
The people that you might have been in close vicinity with might have already had it anyway.
I haven't been close with anyone for about 8 or 9 weeks.
I'm talking about in general, the population in general.
Oh, right. Well, I try and keep away from as many people as possible, you know, because they always want to just be rude to me.
So what else have you been doing this week?
Yeah, exactly, Daisy. That's it. Fuck all. You know, all right, okay, come here. Daisy, that's just not necessary. She's baiting the other one to come and take a chew off her. That's what she's doing. She's just sitting here and thought she would do that. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. What have I been doing? Waking up. Usually get a call from a friend of mine who's very nice, and she brings me as a sort of early morning call. And then I either fall back asleep, or the dogs then start sort of jumping around and saying, come on, let's get up. So I stagger downstairs and let them out. And then I make a cup of coffee. And sometimes I stagger back upstairs, or I stagger onto a sofa and watch the news or something like that. Depends. I mean, every day is the same. You know, and some days, today I thought, all right, I can't really, there is a lot to do. I haven't really properly cleaned. I haven't washed the bedding. I haven't done, you know, loads of stuff. The bathroom is bathroom here downstairs, as well as and it's just a bit of a mess, sort of like a downstairs loo, but it has a shower in it, and good for washing the dogs when you come in from a walk. But then they make a mess, and it needs a good clean. I need a cleaner.
I've been telling you for ages to get a cleaner.
Yeah, but I figure, you know, I should be able to do all this sort of thing myself.
Yeah, but you do it for yourself for a while, prove it to yourself that you can do it, and then get a cleaner.
Well, I've been for 2 years, haven't I?
Exactly. So now it's time to get a cleaner and put your feet up.
I mean, the stairs, they're not dirty, but they could do with a vacuum.
Now, if you got a cleaner, would you stay in while they're cleaning, or would you deliberately go out?
I'd stay in.
Well, just check that they're doing the job properly.
Yeah, well, my office come studio come where all the wardrobes are, I keep my clothes in. I need to take everything out and clean this because I haven't done that for a couple of years.
Have you still got all your jackets from your TV shows from the 90s?
Yeah. Well, not all of them, a few.
Have you got the yellow one?
No, it's a shame that. I like the yellow one.
Have you got the red one?
No, I haven't got any of the really brightly coloured ones.
Oh, those are the classic ones.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't know where they ever went, but they became very, very out of fashion, didn't they?
Well, if anyone's going to bring them back into fashion.
No, I think I'm far too old to do that now. I've got very, very colourful shirts. I've got about 85 shirts at last count.
That's too many shirts.
Yeah, I know. And I only wear the same 4 or 5 all the time.
I was going to say, you need 2, really.
Although I have to say, in lockdown, apart from when I'm making my videos and I try and mix it up a little bit, I've just been in T-shirt and jeans, and today T-shirt and shorts.
I've started rubbing my meat.
Yeah, why?
It just tastes better.
How can you taste your meat?
Well, you put it in the frying pan and you cook it and then you eat it.
Yeah, well, rubbing it, that seems ridiculous. You mean
it's like a rub. It's like a dry rub. Yeah. You rub it in.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, hang on. I can hear something buzzing. Is that your end? I think it must be.
It could be my end.
Can you hear it? Listen.
That's a dog.
Yeah, that's not what I was hearing. Oh, they've gone out now. You can hear. Off they go.
Let me just jiggle something.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Is that better?
Yeah. What was buzzing then?
Could be a bad earth.
Oh, sounds disgusting. Sandra Good has sent us a little mail. She says, hope you're both well. Well as can be expected, Sandra. This is a quick email to say thank you for providing me with hours of entertainment. I don't know that this is really entertainment, Sandra. Your podcast really put a smile on my face. Please keep it up. Love to you and your families. Well, Sandra, that's really nice, but I'm not really sure that you put this into the realms of entertainment. I think when they put it out online, everybody goes under what does it go under? I think I found it under current affairs and news and stuff.
Yeah, factual. Yeah,
factual. That was factual as my fucking foot. What's this joke here? I'm going to tell you a coronavirus joke now, and I'll check back in 2 weeks to see if you got it. Tom Dunn. Really? Well, I suppose that's sort of funny, isn't it? I've just got it. Yeah. So what else is going on? VE Day, today when we're recording this podcast, which, of course, because we heard Mr. Straker saying his... which I'm going to play the whole, if I get it, if he gets it to me in time, the whole version of it they've recorded and done a video of. And it's raising money for the Chelsea pensioners in London. I'm sure everybody's aware of them. And that'd be quite nice.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. God, I need a shave too.
Nobody's going to see it.
I know.
Just cover all your mirrors.
Definitely, hang on, definitely a buzz. Hold on. It's definitely down the line. It's kind of coming in waves and going...
It'll come out in the filtering.
Will it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's because you live in flipping Anglesey.
There's no 5G here.
There's nothing there. I've been, but only when I was about 10 years old. Not much else to talk about, is there, really? Do you want to do some tech talk?
I could do a little bit of tech talk. I've been working on the app.
Oh, yeah, you kept sending me pictures of that. Why you keep doing that, I have no idea. Just get it done.
I have to get your okay.
I've said okay, just tell me when it's up and running.
Yeah, but then I'll get it up and running, and you go, why did you put that out? Why did you put that in?
Well, what's to put in? It's just a thing you press to listen to the podcast, isn't it?
No, I'm putting extra things in, aren't I? Obviously, the podcast thing works. All the shows are on there. I'm just looking at my phone now to refresh my... Because it keeps changing every night. So at the moment, we've got the podcast. We've got a bit of info about the podcast, a few photos. We've got the shop, obviously.
Yeah.
We've got a call button so we can call the show and leave a message on our answer machine. And I've started to include now a radio button. So you click on that and it will take you live to talk radio for you. So I thought I'd do a bit of advertising for them.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah. So there's a picture of you and Ash there.
Hmm. Right, how can we download it and put it on our phones or computers or whatever?
Well, now I need to do the really complicated bit, as if this wasn't complicated enough, and that is register as a developer with Apple.
Yeah.
Pay them the extortionate fee.
What is it?
About 80 quid.
Right.
And upload it, and then people can then download it from the App Store.
Well, maybe we could charge a quid to download. No, probably not.
I'm thinking of including all your singles.
Oh, no, because some of them are very politically incorrect.
Yeah, but that's okay, because the podcast will come with a warning.
Oh, okay, that's all right then. You know. But the people who find it offensive wouldn't listen to me anyway, would they?
Well, I don't know. You do have some Guardian listeners.
I do not. They're not allowed to listen. If you read The Guardian, you are absolutely not allowed to listen to anything I do. They've been so rude about me in the past.
You're going to revoke their access.
Can you do that?
I think if you legally revoke their access, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's do it. Get on with it.
Well, you just say, if you're a Guardian listener or work for or work on behalf of The Guardian, we revoke your access to listen to this podcast.
Is that all you do? Oh, yeah. Okay. I revoke everybody who likes The Guardian from listening to this. Yeah.
And you cannot use any audio or transcribe any audio to text.
And you cannot use any audio or transcribe any audio to text.
I think we're covered.
Oh, good. Good. Well, that's great. No bureaucracy. I love that. I love that. I'm trying to think of other things to talk about than this virus. Golly! I mean, I know it's serious. I know, but we... Oh, dear. I mean, I've listened to all sorts of arguments, some from fairly learned people who say maybe we shouldn't have gone quite so far and should have tried to keep the economy going while we did this.
I didn't even finish Tech Talk.
Haven't you? Oh, right, I'll get on with it. I thought you said that was it.
Did I?
Well, you said there wasn't much to talk about except the new the new app which I'm working on.
Okay.
Right, well, go on, do it then. For goodness sake, stop buggering about. I've got grass to cut.
Well, it's, you know, it's going to be shit as usual, so I'll just rattle through it. You know, obviously Facebook have made an update that killed many popular apps like Spotify, TikTok and Tinder on most people's iPads and iPods and iPhones.
What, it's got rid of it?
Yeah, because a lot of people use Facebook to log in to their Spotify accounts because it's simpler. You just use your existing. But they made a few changes, which meant that nobody could log in. They fixed it now, though.
Well, I don't use any of those, do I?
You use Spotify?
Oh, I think, you know, since I had to get another phone, I don't think I've reloaded Spotify on here. What is Spotify?
A music
player. Music one. Yeah. No, I haven't got it on here.
Well, you'll have to, won't you?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to pay for that.
300 scam websites have been shut down, selling fake cures, testing kits and PPE equipment.
People are thick, aren't they? Why would people even be taken in by that?
I don't know, but the one that's doing the rounds is you get a text saying that one of your family stroke friends has been in contact with the NHS and has been tested positive for the coronavirus. Please log in here to order your test kit to get yourself tested, and then you log in and obviously you have to pay, but it looks like it's come from like the NHS.
Well, yeah, I mean, even if you get tested and it says it's positive, you're still going to get it, aren't you?
Well, you've got it.
Yeah, so luckily it may not have been too bad, or because probably by the time you get the test kit, takes a day or so to get it, and then you send it back, as I understand the proper one, and then it takes a day or so for you to get to know whether you've had it or are infected with it,
and then by then you've probably infected a few more other people.
Yeah So it didn't really see much point to that, does it?
No. O2 and Virgin Media have announced they intend to merge.
Does that matter?
Not really. I'm with Vodafone.
Yeah, so am I. I've only ever been with Vodafone.
I went with O2 at the same time as Vodafone for a year or so because the masts weren't so good in my area.
Yeah.
Which was a bit annoying because back in those days, the phones used to be like bricks and I had to carry two around with me.
I think I only had a phone in my car.
Actually, in the car, like a posh...
No, it was... I used to get little deal with, I think it was Toyota at the time, and the car always came with a phone in it.
Back then, it was like 50p a minute to make a call.
Was it?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Then it went down to like 25p a minute if you got a good deal.
And there was no hands-free, and you had to pick up the handpiece.
Yeah, and eventually hands-free kits came out where they were like, you had to do it yourself in your car, like a CB radio.
Those days, yeah. How did we manage? Right, okay. Is there some more?
Well, there's no more tech talk. I can talk about a film I watched. I watched The Package.
You watched The Package? Are you just being smutty today on the show for the sake of it? You've been rubbing your meat and you want to talk about a film called The Package. I mean, there's something really wrong with you at the moment, isn't there?
The meat rub, I bought it online. It's called Bullshit.
Why would you eat stuff like that?
They make chicken shit too.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
The Package.
Yes.
It's a comedy. It's about a group of teenagers that go on a sort of hiking trip and they get a bit pissed and one of them cuts their bits off by accident. And they're obviously up in the hills and they've got to get the package back to the hospital because what they've done is they've airlifted the person, but they've forgotten to give them the severed package and comedy ensues. It's actually quite good.
I watched the whole season of Hollywood. That was really good. Really good.
Hollywood, I've not seen that. Is that on Netflix?
Yeah. Hollywood, really good. And I'm in the middle of a movie now. I might watch the rest of it when we finish this and then cut the grass.
Season-wise, and there's only one season, so it ticks the box for me because I won't watch anything that hasn't finished. There's a season called The Act. It's on Amazon Prime. It's about a disabled girl whose mother's very controlling and there's something not quite right in that the girl is actually, there's nothing wrong with her whatsoever.
And that's nasty.
The mother is obviously... milking the money from all the charitable donations, etc., taking this girl to hospital all the time. The girl's starting to twig that there's nothing wrong with her, and she's getting up and having walks, and she's been told she can never have sugar, so she's trying out different things. And it's a true story. Yeah. So it's very gripping. Called The Act.
Well, I don't have Amazon, so I don't watch anything unless it's on Netflix. And I told you I've watched Afterlife, the whole lot of that now.
No, you haven't, because season 3 is on its way.
There are 3 buzzards just circling outside my window. That's lovely. Just round and round.
This is a buzzard.
Oh, 2 buzzards. 3. Just going round on the thermals. Oh, they're really lovely. There are a lot of buzzards where I live. Lots of them. Anyway, okay, so do you think it's... maybe I could do a joke now. As I say, send in jokes and we'll read them if they're any good.
Right.
And there's one here by Joe Laidler. A scarecrow's just won the Nobel Peace Prize for being outstanding in his field. Ha! Okay, another one here. This is from Jeff. Hi, James. Here's one that I think Rob will like. All right. Got a fan, have you? do my headphones have gone very quiet? Is that what you've been doing?
No, I'm still here.
No, you're still there. I mean, just I couldn't hear me so well.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's a big shame. Hi, James. Here's one for Rob. A man receives a long text message. Oh, God, have I got to read all this out? Hi, Max. This is Richard next door. I've been riddled with guilt for the past few months, and I've been trying to pluck up the courage to tell you to your face, when you're not around, I've been sharing your wife day and night, probably much more than you. I haven't been getting it at home recently, and I know there is no excuse, but the temptation was just too great. I can't live with the guilt, and I hope you will accept my sincere apologies and forgive me. Please let me know what you want me to do. Happy to give you some money. Regards, Richard. Well, Max, feeling enraged and betrayed, rushes out of the house, goes next door, and kills his neighbour. Gosh. Max returns home, picks up his phone to phone the police to confess to what he has just done, when he notices a second message from Richard. Hi, Max. Richard here again. Sorry about the typo on the last text message. It should have said Wi-Fi, not wife. Stupid autocorrect. Technology, huh? It'll be the death of us. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. That is quite funny. Can't hear me hardly at all.
Well, have you turned your volume?
No, it's not me. It's the headphones.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Wonder what's happened.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Oh, hang on. My thing was out. Slightly, you know, the jack, slightly out. That's better. So there we are. That's it. Shall we do questions, see how that goes?
Let's see how this goes then. Yeah, good idea. Paul Merchant.
Paulie.
What is the summer holiday going to look like, sounds like, tastes like, smells like for you? I don't fancy Clacton much.
Clacton's very nice, Paul. Very nice indeed. I would go to Clacton. Why not? I don't really have summer holidays. I mean, I just, when I can snatch a week off, or, you know, I don't do the thing of planning the holiday, booking the holiday, looking forward to the holiday. I've never done that. Never, ever done that. So I just, and now, of course, on my own, I have to wait until I find someone who wants to go on holiday with me, don't I?
I'll go.
No, it has to be female. Okay, next one.
I wear a frock.
Next one.
Rob James. My dad was Welsh, my mum was Hungarian. Does that mean I'm well hung?
Only you can really know the answer to that, Rob. And I suggest you keep it to yourself.
Bill Roberts. Have we become a nation of Chinese grandmothers desperate for an opportunity to shop our neighbours to the police?
No.
Michael Crook. Am I the only one of the people who is fine with staying in during the lockdown until it's truly safe to return to normal? Thanks, guys. Love your podcast. Bless you.
No, I've spoken to other people I know who are quite happy to be locked down. But then they're locked down with other people. They're not locked down on their own. You know, they've usually got their children with them or a friend.
Mm.
Yeah.
Isabel Harding.
Never... Oh, I know Isabel.
Did
Isabella.
You? Isabella.
I think you'll find it.
All right.
Yeah, she used to give me work.
Well, like cleaning.
She used to. No, she used to organise big events, you know, like award ceremonies and things like that. I hosted a few for her back in the day. Anyway, go on. I hope you're well, Isabella.
Isabella Harding, then, get the name right.
Mm.
Never asked a question, but at... hang on, I need to read this.
Shall I listen? You're fucking useless at reading, aren't you? I mean, maybe I should ask the question and then you should answer it. That'll be better. Right, Isabella Harding, never asked a question, but as people at the Mo cannot use their private health insurance, are they still happy to pay for it?
I haven't got private health insurance, but I do have private dental insurance, and every month I'm paying, and I wouldn't want to cancel my subscription.
Well, I didn't know you couldn't use your private health insurance.
I didn't either.
No, but if you can't use it, I might take that up on my radio show tonight. If you can't use it, I'm not fucking paying for it. If I suddenly needed to use my private health insurance... which I have got. I've had it since I was about 18, because when you're self-employed and doing a job like this, you need to get sort of medical treatment when you need to get it, don't you? And what are we paying a subscription for if we can't use it?
Yeah, but what would you use it for?
What do you mean? What would you use? If I can't go and make use of the insurance, why am I paying the premiums at the moment?
Yeah, but if it's a real emergency, you could still use the NHS, couldn't you?
Are you not listening, or are you just fucking thick? I'm paying out every month a certain amount of money. I think it's a couple of hundred quid. So I'm paying this to an insurance company so that if I get ill, I can not have to wait in queues and not have to do various other things. And I can't use that and I can't do it. Why the fuck would I actually want to pay every month?
Because if you cancel or stop paying and you start up again, your premiums will be a lot more than 200 quid.
Well, they can't put it up anymore because that, I think, would be illegal. They can stop charging whilst they're not providing the service. And as soon as they can provide the service again, then you start paying again. Well, do you know, I'm flipping fed up with insurance companies because they, you know, apparently I got more insurance company that insures the restaurant on and said, oh, you do realise you're not going to be, if your restaurant's closed, you're not going to be covered for this, this, this and this. And this, 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 and this was practically everything for break-ins, for fire, you know, all the things that you're covered for with your insurance, they're now deciding you're not going to be covered for. So I said to him, okay, mate, in that case, whilst you're not paying to insure me for all of that, then obviously a reduction in what I'm paying you. How about that? And he said, I beg your pardon. I said, why are you so fucking stupid? You didn't understand what I said. I'm not repeating it again. Obviously, I'm not fucking paying if you're not providing the service, am I? And do you know what happened?
Did he hang up on you?
Yes. sorry, shall we carry on?
Have you got that out of your
system? Thank you, Isabella. That's really wound me up. Joe Laidler, is it offensive to call the lycra-clad cyclist part of the Tour de Twat? No, I think it's very funny, actually. And Sam Bailey, what's the first thing you are going to do when you venture out from lockdown? I'm going to pop to the pub across the road, have a pint with my friends and take my lady friend out for dinner, probably, or just if there are no restaurants or pubs open, for a little drive.
You got a sock top.
I bet you're doing it again. Why are you being so sexy? What's wrong with you?
I said you've got a soft top.
I've got an old car I've had for 20-odd years, yeah.
There you
which
are.
Actually, I should take out just to run it. I haven't driven it for about 3 months. Make sure it's still okay.
Well, I think that's it.
Is it? Oh, right. I'll carry on then. Thank you very much, Anil. Thank you. You'll be a lot of editing for you to do there.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I'll have to edit a little bit more than usual.
Yeah, cut out all the bit about the insurance companies because they'll probably get upset and not insure me for anything. Fucking bastards. Yeah.
I don't think that's right, though.
What?
Well, they're not going to insure you because your restaurant's not open.
Well, apparently.
Your restaurant's not open every day of the week.
Well, it's open most days of the week. It's only closed 2 days.
Right, so those 2 days, if you have a break-in, they're not going to insure you.
That's apparently it, yeah.
Something fishy there.
I'm going to look into it, don't worry. Good, okay, well, you go off. I'm going to go and cut some more grass and maybe have a bit of toast.
I've just had toast.
Yeah, I love toast. If the bread's right for toast, yeah.
Tiger bread toast.
I'm doing sourdough at the moment.
Right.
A friend of mine just texted me and said she was having sourdough toast with avocado and a lime chili jelly and a poached egg on top.
Jelly? Nobody calls it jelly.
That was just me being American.
Oh, I see. You're being American.
Right, I'm going now because you're just waffling on. Right, okay, get on with the app. And don't forget, it's my birthday next week and I'll expect a really good present this year because you didn't send me one last year.
I didn't, no.
No, not at all.
Have you been a good boy?
Yeah, I feel like I should have presents now.
Okay, I'll send you something.
Yeah, but something good, not, you know, not your usual sort of... Not a wire to fit into something. You know, it doesn't have to be as good as another car, but somewhere in the middle.
Right, somewhere in between something...
A brand new car and a piece of wire to stick in something.
Right, toy car?
No, I don't want a toy car.
Not even a remote control one?
No, I don't. Where would I use that? No, I don't.
In your garden, you've got a massive lawn there. You could set up a racetrack.
I don't want to do that.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.